Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. We have an interesting program for you. And our Arts Beat correspondent, Mark Auerbach, will join us later in the show as well. It was another violent weekend last weekend, and I will do my best to eschew with one exception. I really don't like covering these sorts of things on our program, but I can't put my head in the sand either. The suspect in a deadly shooting at the Holyoke Mall on Saturday night has, in fact, been identified as a 23-year-old Springfield resident. Kenneth Santana Rodriguez pled not guilty to charges of murder and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and is being held without bail. Santana Rodriguez is accused of shooting an innocent bystander during a fight around 7 p.m. on Saturday at the Holyoke Mall. It happened at the Touch of Beauty Hair and Nail Salon within the mall. The victim is believed to have been helping Santana Rodriguez when another person walked into the salon. Confrontation between Santana Rodriguez and that person began, and the DA's office said it quickly escalated into a shooting. The victim was caught in the crossfire and died before they could be taken to the hospital. Well, our congratulations from Pioneer Valley Radio to John DeVoy and the Hot Table family on their new location in Chicopee at 465 Memorial Drive. And they opened up on Monday, the 30th of January. They're open now. Hot Table originally opened in Springfield in 2007, and they have now more than 10 locations in the state and also in Connecticut. And if you haven't been, you've missed something good and fun and wonderful. They specialize in grilled panini sandwiches that are made fresh for each customer. Hot Table also has made-to-order salads, soups, and supports local charities. Here are their locations at this point in time. Tower Square, Main Street, Springfield, Breckwood Boulevard in Springfield, Memorial Drive in Chicopee, Russell Street in Hadley, Southampton Road in Westfield, Park Avenue in Worcester, Apex Drive in Marlborough, Worcester Road, Unit 524, Framingham, New Britain Avenue in West Hartford, Freshwater Boulevard in Enfield, and Main Street in Glastonbury, Connecticut. And I would suspect more to come. Mass Golf has chosen Springfield's Veterans Memorial Golf Course to host the 2023 USGA qualifying for U.S. Junior Amateur and U.S. Girls Junior Amateur. This will be June 26 in 23, and this is the first time the Veterans Memorial Golf Course has been chosen to host the qualifying event and follows a significant $1 million renovation program investment along with the city's other municipal Franconia golf course. Now, this will be the fifth time Massachusetts will host the U.S. Girls Junior Amateur, the first time in 1995 when they played at the Longmeadow Country Club, and the fifth time the state will host the U.S. Junior Amateur, the first time since 05 when they also played at the Longmeadow Country Club. Here's a fun note for you. Tiger Woods played and won the 92 title that was played at Wollaston Golf Course in Milton, Mass. So who doesn't like soup? I love soup. And the community of South Hadley are doing their part to help those in need this winter. Community members are encouraged to drop off canned soup items at various collection locations throughout the area, including the South Hadley Police and Fire Departments. All donations will go to help the town's Neighbors Helping Neighbors program. First Responder Canned Soup Drive began Sunday and will continue to run until February 20th. More trouble amongst the music makers. The National Labor Relations Board has once again issued a complaint against the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, acting on the case brought last June by the musicians of the SSO, members of the American Federation's Musicians Local 171. A trial date has been scheduled for May 9, 2023 in Boston. The NLRB found this time that the SSO had compounded its earlier violations by unilaterally breaking off contract negotiations on the false premise that there was no more room to negotiate. The SSO then improperly imposed employment terms upon its musicians. Mayor Sarno announcing the return of Hot Lunch program for Springfield seniors at the city senior centers starting Wednesday. That would be tomorrow, of course, February 1. The hot lunch program at the senior centers was previously discontinued due to COVID when senior centers were forced to close. Well, the senior centers are now reopened, and the programs are returning and underway. Attendance at the senior centers has increased, creating the need to bring back the hot lunch program. As construction on Johnson Memorial Hospital's Enfield campus for the S. Presley and Helen Blake Ambulatory Care Center continues, a topping-off ceremony will be held to mark the completion of the project's main structure with the placement of the top steel beam. The topping-off ceremony, set for Thursday the 2nd, 10:30 a.m. at the construction site 140 Hazard Avenue in Enfield. A topping-off ceremony is a tradition within the construction industry, and it is held when the highest structural point in the building construction is attained. So, to celebrate the event, the last steel girder is signed, lifted into place, and welded to the structure. A small evergreen tree and the American flag are also secured to the girder as it is hoisted to the top of the structure. The tree is meant to represent the strength of the new building and the desire for the construction project to remain injury-free. Time now for Mark Auerbach's Art Suite Report, and here's what's happening on the boards.
A Midsummer Night's Dream returns to Shakespeare and Company this upcoming season, along with Shakespeare's The Contention, which is Henry VI Part II, and August Wilson's Fences. Additional titles for the theater's 46th season will be announced soon. Meanwhile, Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's romantic tragedy, is touring the Northeast under the auspices of Shakespeare and Company. The drama gets a performance on the Lenox campus February 11th in a production staged by Kevin G. Coleman. For details, shakespeare.org. The Hartford Symphony Orchestra presents Romantic Rachmaninoff and Price, February 10th through the 12th at the Bushnell. Carolyn Kwan conducts a program that includes Montgomery's Starburst, Price's Symphony No. 1 in E minor, and Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 with the acclaimed pianist Terrence Wilson. For details, HartfordSymphony.org. Frank Rizzo, the theater writer for Variety, will lead a lecture about Paula Vogel's award-winning play Indecent, currently at Playhouse on Park in West Hartford. Playhouse on Park is partnering with the University of Hartford President's College to present Rizzo on February 7th with a lecture only, or February 12th with a lecture and tickets to the performance. For details, playhouseonpark.org. NSFW, Lucy Kirkwood's comedy, takes a scathingly hilarious look at the media, and in particular, how magazines objectify women. NSFW opened to rave reviews at London's Royal Court Theatre. Chester Theatre is presenting a play discussion series featuring this play, so you read the play first and then meet on Zoom to discuss it on February 13th. Participation is free, but advance reservations are required. For details, chestertheater.org. Just an Old-Fashioned Love Song, a collection of the world's greatest love songs, starring Freddie Marian and Friends, with music direction by Dan Kane, plays The Majestic in West Springfield February 7th. For details, majestictheater.com. And the Lviv National Philharmonic Orchestra of Ukraine is touring the United States with tour stops February 10th at the UMass Fine Arts Center and February 13th at Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts in Storrs, Connecticut. Theater Kuchar conducts both performances. In Amherst, the program includes Ukrainian composer Thomas de Hartmann's Violin Concerto, Brahms' Tragic Overture, and Dvorak's Symphony No. 9. In Storrs, the program includes the Ukrainian composer Yevhen Denkovich's Chamber Symphony No. 3 for Flute and String Orchestra, along with Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 and Beethoven Symphony No. 7. For details on the Amherst performance, www.fineartcenter.com. For details on the UConn performance, jorgensen.ucon.edu. And Barrington Stage Company announces its 2023 season later today. Check their website at barringtonstageco.org for details. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Secretary of State William Billy Galvin is the only constitutional officer not accepting a 20% pay raise this year. Governor Healey, Lieutenant Governor Driscoll, Attorney General Andrea Campbell, and Auditor Diana DeZoglio all said in December that they would accept the raise. A spokesperson for State Treasurer Deborah Goldberg said on Friday that the treasurer would be accepting the raise this year, which brings her salary from $189.5 last year to $227.6. Now, with Goldberg agreeing to the increase, Galvin is the only constitutional officer not planning to accept a bigger check. For Healy, the raise means she'll make $37 more than former Governor Charlie Baker's $185 salary. Baker declined pay raises during his first term, but accepted the increased salary of $185,000 going into his second term. I would like to thank you all for taking a moment or two for our program today, and I cordially invite you to join us for our next show as we keep an eye and an ear on the movement and happenings of Western Mass here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Be well. Be safe. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.